Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. Today is October 13th, Friday the 13th, 2017. You know what that means? It means all sorts of spookiness could happen today. Just ghosts and goblins and bad luck. I love ghosts and goblins and bad luck and scary movies. I love that stuff. I love Jason and Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers. That stuff scares the fool out of me. Still does. I don't know why. But even if I've seen one of the movies 5 or 6 times, it still gets me. I still get scared a little bit when I think about Friday the 13th Part 6 and Jason rises from that grave. I actually missed a day or two of work because of it last year. I was so worried about it. I probably ought to not watch that stuff again. As you can tell by the sound, I am still on the telephone. I'm just so thankful that Cousin Terry was able to make this happen. And I guarantee you, we will get this thing fixed and figured out sooner or later. I will be honest with you, however, I don't know who it is, but my gut is telling me that it is sabotage, which is a French word meaning messed with. I think somebody's messing with us today. Somebody's trying to disparage this audio program and they're going to try to muscle in. They're going to try to take the Happy Daily over. Either through some sort of hostile takeover, or maybe they'll just try to knock it off. That'd just be like somebody out there to knock it off. Well, if they knock this thing off, I hope they do a good job of it. Because I don't want any half-hearted effort of a Happy Day in Wilkes or a Happy Daily out there. It'd just break my heart. If you've noticed I ain't talked much about Goose Control lately, that's because I ain't been Goose Control and I've been working on this secret project. I can't talk much about it, but I can tell you it's exciting. Me and the Reverse Possum Logistics team are just coming together and melding and gelling like a good, well-oiled machine. Our first project is pretty cool. Basically, what we're doing, and I don't tell anybody I told you this, but we are working with a possum farm that has these tame possums. And we're figuring out ways to route them possums through this sort of underground network. It's kind of like a possum highway. It's underground. And we build it one way, and we're told to tear it down and build it back another way. And we're told to tear it down and build it back the way we had it the first time. And there's this guy who ain't from around here. I think he's from, like, California or something. He's got that look to him. Just like he's wild and fancy free, but he has that, like, subdued, quiet, calm confidence about him that just makes him so cool. But he's just putting this stuff in this PowerPoint template. PowerPoint's this thing, it's kind of like a slideshow. But instead of pictures from your beach vacation, it's pictures of, like, charts and possums and stuff like that. That sort of tell you how, sort of gives a rundown of the work that you're doing. It's complicated stuff. But I tell you what, I have worked on this possum highway, like, for 2 weeks straight. When we started this thing, it was just like a old abandoned chicken house. Now it's like an old abandoned chicken house with, like, a hole dug in it. And these possum lanes, kind of like little highways that are built with 2x4s and with plywood. And we keep building them, and we keep tearing them out. You build one, you tear it out. You got to do this testing in between to make sure that one's more optimal than the other. It's very cool. I like it a lot. And you hear Max in there. Max is so excited because Kim is back. I'm so excited. If she weren't watching Grey's Anatomy right now, I'd be in there with her. But I am recording the Happy Daily and I'm going to bed because I'm tired. And I got to get up in the morning because I got to rebuild that possum lane. And I tell you, tomorrow's going to be the winner. It's going to be the one where the possums get through the most optimal. They tell us, like, in a later test, they may actually equip some of these possums with, like, 3D infrared glasses. I don't even know what that does, but it sounds so cool. Terry says that today will be the last day that we have to worry about this this telephone thing, and that we'll be back to normal tomorrow. He's got me a factory second microphone on order from Radio Shack. That's supposed to sound nearly as good as the one that I had that broke. Again, I don't know what happened to it, but it just stopped working. You know, this phone, I think, was made in, like, 1983, and it sounds just as good as it did in 1983. Let's go ahead and look at the forecast for today, Friday. Chance of rain, mainly before noon. Mostly cloudy. The high near 68. Chance of rain's 50%. Tonight, Slight chance of showers, patchy fog after 10 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low around 58. Chance of rain's just 20%. And for Saturday, areas of fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 76 and calm wind. That sounds awesome. You know what tomorrow's going to be? It's going to be a happy day. Hopefully, I'll have my new Factory Seconds microphone. And it'll be a happy day for me, too. I'll see y'all later.